Hello, everyone out there. This is Peter Harris from Commercial Property Advisors, author of the book, Commercial Real Estate Investing for Dummies, and coach and mentor to many commercial real estate investors all across this great nation of ours. The title and subject of today's podcast is
Doctors and Real Estate Investing Go Hand in Hand. Doctors make phenomenal real estate investors. How do I know that? It's because we have several students that are doctors or medical professionals, and they do extremely well. Now, doctors have three great traits that translate well into the real estate investing business, but they also have three great obstacles that they have to overcome to get into this lucrative business of commercial real estate and multifamily. That's what I'm going to share today. So if you are a doctor or medical professional, this is for you. Let's get started. I'm going to start with the three great doctor traits. So number one is doctors are generally high income earners. And doctors, their practices are based upon human health and not so much on their macroeconomics. So there's always a demand. That means their income is pretty stable, pretty consistent over time and high. So guess what? That means that generally banks like to lend to doctors. And I'd have to say this, over the course of all these years, it seems that our doctor students get the best interest rates. Secondarily, not only do banks prefer doctors, but sellers like to work with doctors too because of the credibility factor, because of the prestige of being a doctor and the trustworthiness of being a doctor. So sellers prefer them too. In a few minutes, I'm going to share with you one of our students who did a phenomenal 20-unit multifamily deal that was creative, 10% down, with about $800,000 in upside, okay, in addition to cash flow. And I believe it's because she's a doctor. That's trait number one. Trait number two is doctors are generally self-disciplined because of their education and dedication to what they do. So they're self-disciplined by nature. That means they have an ability to develop a high skill in whatever they go into, either their practice or real estate. And the third great trait, doctors have the ability to plan and monitor. Isn't that what they do for their patients? They plan and monitor the patients for health. Well, this skill here translates well over into real estate investing too. Okay, so those are the three great traits that doctors or medical professionals have. Now, next are the three great doctor obstacles. These are things that a doctor or medical professional has to overcome to get into the business and be successful. How do we know? Because we've been doing it for 20 years with doctors. So number one, the first obstacle is know where to begin. Are you going to be a passive investor or are you going to be an active investor? Obstacle number two is time. Doctors work on the average, I believe it's 54.2 hours per week, minimal. I know some doctors that work 100 hours per week. How do you find the time? So this is an obstacle. I'm going to help you overcome this obstacle today if you're a doctor. And number three, the third obstacle is knowledge. You need specific knowledge on real estate investing, on commercial real estate investing, or multifamily investing that includes how to analyze and evaluate property properly, due diligence, that's, you know, doing inspections, financial due diligence, legal due diligence, how to finance, whether conventional or creative, managing the property or managing a property management, and accounting. These are the five key things that doctors need knowledge of that we gave to our doctor students so they can become successful. You can learn it too. Okay, so those are the three things. I'm going to start off with number one, knowing where to begin. You're going to start here. Are you going to be a passive investor or an active investor? A passive investor is an investor that invests and you build a stock portfolio, mutual funds, stocks. You may invest into a real estate fund or someone else's deal. You can start there. The problem with that is the tax benefits are very minimal and you have no control. You're at the whim and mercy of the person who's handling your money. And from my standpoint, that may not be good, especially in today's market. So that's passive. Now, I prefer that if you want to build like our students have, some of our students, it just took one deal to change their life dramatically. So if you want to be really successful as a doctor in real estate, active selection here is the most important. So when you're an active investor, you're basically investing in commercial real estate or multifamily real estate yourself. You're actually buying the building, which involves creating monthly income. Most doctors do want this. Equity growth. So your building's worth this much today. Later on, it's worth that much. Down the road, it's worth this much. Okay, equity growth. Tax benefits are huge as a doctor. Let me digress here for a second. On the tax benefits, that since you are a high income earner, let's say that you're married and you have a spouse. Let's say your spouse doesn't work and you're the doctor. What you can literally do is have your spouse become the real estate professional, meaning helping manage their property, looking over the books, being materially involved. So, and that's the case, your tax write-offs are unlimited. And those unlimited tax write-offs go directly into your doctor's income. That's huge, huge. So these four things can equate to a setting up your retirement, or a better retirement, setting you up to work less hours, creating a family legacy, or maybe sometimes one of our students, doctor students, want to do commercial real estate, multifamily investing full time. So these four things that are the result of being an active investor produce these four advantages or benefits right here. All right, now that's number one. Now to share with you how to overcome the time obstacle and the knowledge obstacle, what I'm gonna do now is I'm gonna take you to a very short interview of our student, our eye doctor student, Elena, who just closed on her deal. It's a 20 unit apartment building that she purchased, seller financing, no bank involved, great interest rate, 10% down, amazing upside, awesome deal. So she's going to break down how she found it, how she interacted with the seller, how the deal was structured, and what the financing, what the cash flow and the equity looks like. Let's do that next. And then when we come back, I will break down her deal for you so you can put yourself into her shoes. Hello, everyone. Thank you again for joining me for another amazing interview by another amazing student of ours, Elena. Good morning, Elena. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Peter.
All right. Well, Elena, we're going to jump right into it. Please share with us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Dr. Elena Filatova. I'm an optometrist. I have started my career in the rural New Mexico in 2011. And I lived in practice there for 5 years. And then I requested with my employer to move to Arizona because I wanted to live in a bigger state and just to have more opportunities for professional growth. So back then I worked with the big ophthalmology group. And in January 2014, I moved to Gilbert, Arizona. And I have been living there ever since. New Mexico, however, has always remained in my heart as the first state that I have ever lived and worked. And when I decided to go into the commercial real estate endeavor, that was the state where I decided to live.
Awesome. Thank you. Now, let's jump into your why. So why commercial real estate? Why multifamily? What are some of the driving factors in you deciding to pursue multifamily with us?
So for me, because right now I own and operate my own practice, and I am a one doctor practice, which means that if I do not work, I do not get paid. Mm-hmm. And I was looking for ways to make passive income when I am not working. So I wanted to invest wisely and have some money coming in when I'm not seeing patients. So this is my main why. And the second reason is I realized that real estate is the most stable, the most profitable, the most predictable and in-demand investment asset that I have ever came across. So after I have looked into other investment options like stocks and cryptocurrency, and single family homes, I realized that they are not going to provide me the level of profitability that I was looking for. So commercial real estate became my final choice.
That's powerful why. And as we know, if the why is powerful, then the how is not that difficult when you have help. So we're going to jump straight into your deal. And by the way, I learned yesterday that the purchase of your deal occurred on your 15th year anniversary coming to this country. Is that right?
That is true.
That's awesome. All right. So kind of a birthday.
Yes.
That's great. Okay, let's jump into the deal. So please share about your deal. This is what we want to hear about.
So I was looking for the commercial property in New Mexico, and I was using the method that you have taught us as the Prodigy students. And after several months, I got contacted by the owner of one of the properties. He was interested in selling his 3-building, 20-unit commercial apartment property. He did want to carry the loan, so that was his initial idea. He told me right up front that he would like to do it. We did not have to go that route, but he was actually, for him, it was preferable way.
Oh, can we stop right there? So you contacted the seller directly, and he mentioned to you that he wanted to do seller financing up front. And why is that? Is it because of taxes? Did he share why?
We did not discuss taxes, but he wanted to maintain a passive income from the property for some number of years still without having to manage it.
Got it. Got it. So you were able to match his desire wanting to sell the property to you, but still maintain some level of income on his part.
Yeah, exactly.
That's smart. So, you know, as we say, when two people come together, buyer and seller, willing to do a deal, amazing things can happen. That's what happened. Okay. So please share.
So that was good for me because, as everybody knows, the rates are very high right now. And the deal would not have happened if we had to go through the bank financing because the mortgage payment would have been too high. The property would not be cash flowing. So we negotiated in agreeable terms for me and him. And then we proceeded with inspection, which I was pleasantly surprised. The property was actually in a really good shape. Most of the things were good. A few minor adjustments needed, but for the most part, property was in a good shape. And we went through the diligence process. Everything worked out well. And we closed last Friday.
Okay, great. So let's briefly go over the seller finance terms. So what did you put down? What's your interest rate? How did you structure that?
I put down 10% of the asking price. And the terms, I pay the seller 6% interest only for the first 2 years, and then 6.5% interest only for the years 3, 4, and 5.
So 5-year seller finance deal.
Yes.
So Elena, pretty good because banks these days don't allow you to put down 10%. It's more like 25 or 30. And the interest rates are 7 or 8%. You're able to get 6% interest only. The audience out there, this is why you really have to learn how to do seller financing. So this deal would not have happened if Elena didn't learn seller financing. Would have happened. So fantastic. Okay. So you purchased it at $1,295,000, right?
Yes.
You don't have to do a whole lot of work. There's some work to do, but over the course of the 5 years, you're going to get the rents up. And you have, right now, we have a 2-year goal. So share with us your 2-year goal.
So our 2-year goal is to increase cash flow on the property by $2,000 a month and fix some things that need to be addressed. Get one of the buildings individually metered for gas and electricity and just maintain the property well.
And after that's done, after we get the NOI up, what is the property worth?
We are estimating at the end of the year 5, the property would be worth around 1.9.
Okay, awesome, awesome. So purchase it at 1.295 with 10% down. Seller financing, advantageous interest rates. You're going to get the rents up. And then at the end of year 5, you'll be at $1.9 million. And then what's the plan after that? Are you going to refinance or pay him off? You're going to sell the property. What's the plan?
It's going to depend on what interest rates is going to be like at that time. The seller has also mentioned to me that he would be interested and in a position to continue carrying the loan further if that would be, you know, a lucrative opportunity for both of us. So once we approach that time frame, we will look into it.
Okay, great. So, Elena, people are probably wondering, you know, you're a busy doctor. How are you going to manage the property?
I hired a local property management company who is taking care of the management because I live in Arizona now, even though I'm close, not close enough to take care of the daily needs of the property. So I'm communicating closely with the property management company and we're taking care of things as it goes.
All right. Now, what's the plan for you? This is your very first commercial deal, very first apartment building, and you're going to do fantastic with it. So you and I will be meeting monthly to go over cash flow statements, operations, management, marketing, and all that. But do you have any plans for more?
I do indeed. However, first, I need to take care of certain things on this property, stabilize it, fix and address some issues, and adjust the rents. After we take care of that, which will probably take about a year, then I will look for another deal.
All right. Awesome. Great deal, Elena. People probably want to hear from you on, you know, you being a doctor. And how could you encourage other doctors or other medical professionals to get into the lucrative business of multifamily with the right deal? What advice do you have for them?
You know, it's interesting because I read many posts on social media from my professional groups about how to invest smartly. And a lot of doctors are investing in real estate. A lot of it's single family homes, condos and such. Not very many, as I understand, invest in commercial apartment buildings because I think they just do not know. Because they're so busy, they do not always have time to really dive into it and understand. But, you know, I wanted to because I was looking for something and I was evaluating investment opportunities. And once I started to learn about it, I realized this is really the best way to go. So if I ever get a chance to speak with the doctors at the meetings about investments, I will make sure to let them know that.
Okay, great. So Elena, in your busy practice, as you mentioned, a one-person practice, how did you find the time?
You know, like they say, there is a will, there is a way.
Yep. It depends on how bad you want it, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Because you're on the coaching calls weekly. You send messages to all of us on status and updates. When you're able to get this property under contract, you were there doing your inspection. You were able to contact inspectors, get all this in place and do this as a one-person doctor team. So pretty amazing, Elena. Pretty encouraging.
The advantage of running your own practice, you control your own schedule.
There you go.
And this is a very powerful tool. Another thing about investing smartly is, you know, once you achieve certain level of income, you control your own schedule. And this is very important. This makes a big difference. Yes. And when you control your own schedule, you choose things that you want to do when you want to do them.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Elena. This is pretty amazing. And we appreciate you sharing all about your deal here.
Thank you very much, Peter, and everybody.
All right. Welcome back. And isn't Elena like incredible? Do you know that the day that she closed was her 15th anniversary of being in this country? Incredible. So Elena, congratulations. Do me a favor, everyone. Send Elena a congrats. Just say congratulations. Keep going. You can do it. You know, her goal is to buy more and she's well on her way. Now, as you can see, she's very disciplined. She's a good planner. So that's why I say again that doctors and medical professionals make great real estate investors. Now, in this short summary here, I'm going to summarize this transaction for you and the strategies, the related strategies. So if you're a doctor or medical professional, you can put yourself in her position. So let's get started. So now this is called Dr. Elena's Breakdown and Strategy. I'm going to start off with some of her deal details. Okay, so 20-unit apartment building. She purchased it for $1.29 million. She put down 10%, and actually it was less than that. She was able to get credits for some of the repairs and other things on the property. So she put down like 8.5%. But for the simplicity's sakes, we'll use 10% down payment. Now, it's a five-year deal, okay? Five-year seller finance deal, meaning no banks involved. She gave the seller 10% down payment, and the seller is going to take back a first mortgage for her, so the seller becomes the bank for her. And the interest rate's at 6% interest only. Wow. 6% today is incredible, okay? So she negotiated a 6% interest-only payment for years one and two, and then the interest rates go up to 6.5% interest-only in years three, four, and five. So phenomenal job of Elena creating this scenario, and you and out there, you always hear me say this, that when you have a willing seller and a willing buyer, you come together, incredible things can happen, and this is what happened here. So again, it's, she must exit and pay him off by year five, so five-year deal. Now, here's her value-add plan. It's not very extravagant. It's just a very disciplined, structured plan that we plan on doing for the next 5 years. Basically, we're going to get the rents up. Some of the rents are really low because the tenants have been there for over 10 years, and some of them are really, really low. They were the seller's friends. So, you know, when you become a professional real estate investor like Elena, there's no such thing as tenants being friends. So we got to get the rents up. We're going to build back utilities. A portion of the building only has 1 meter. So part of Elena's plan is to put meters on their property so the tenants will start paying for some of their utilities. Okay, that's going to go direct to the bottom line and make the property worth more. And curb appeal. The seller did a great job of fixing up the interior of the building, the inside of the units. Hardly need any work. But the outside needs some work if we want to reflect, you know, the higher rents we're trying to get with the outside. So that's some of the deal breakdown here. Now let's talk about the three extra strategies that we have planned out for Elena. Again, they're very simple. They require discipline. Number one is, by the end of year five, is to refinance into a long-term loan and just hold her property long-term. That's extra strategy number one. That's her preferred extra strategy. She wants to hold on this property long-term, and that's where wealth is made. Holding long-term your commercial property. I'm talking 10 years. Extra strategy number two is to refinance into a loan, but pull some of the cash out and then put into a long-term loan. Okay, well, I'll go over the numbers with you and shortly see how that looks. Option number three for extra strategy is to sell the property and to perform a 1031 exchange into a large apartment deal or medical office building. That's your strategy. So one, two, three, we have these three options, and it's always good to have multiple extra strategies down the road just in case the economy changes or dynamics change for whatever reason. Give yourself different extra strategies or a way to get out. Now, here are some of the unique scenarios we have by year five. I'm going to discuss the cash out refi and selling in 1031 exchange. This is pretty straightforward. So at the end of year five, you're just going to put the, you're going to pay off the seller and get a long-term loan. Won't go over that, how that looks. But just for the sake of argument, we believe the property will be worth conservatively $1.9 million by the time she gets the rents up, stabilizes the property. And by the way, this property is in the area that's going to grow immensely. So she's in a good, really good position. Okay, now, on number two, the cash out refi option, very simplistically, this is how it works. So let's say the property is appraises for $1.9 million by the end of year five, and I believe that we'll get that easily, and we're going to do a 75% LTV loan. The lender will lend her 75% of $1.9 million, which is $1.425 million. Out of that, she has to pay off the seller that she owes $1,165,500. So if she get it valued this much and get a basic loan for $1.425, her cash out proceeds will be $259,000. Don't forget, her down payment was $129,000, so she's pulling out double of what she put in and then holding onto the property. This allows her to buy another property. Again, long-term works really well in commercial real estate and multifamily investing. This is option two. Option three is to sell the property. Let's say it's worth $1.9 million and then she owes on it $1.165 million. So her proceeds at closing, I'm keeping this very simple. I didn't include any closing costs or commission costs, all that. So her proceeds are $734,000 if she were to decide to sell the property at the end of year five. Okay, she can take this $734,000 and use it as a down payment, a 25% down payment into a $2.93 million property. It can either be in a larger apartment deal or a medical office deal. But the goal is, if she can sell this and do a 1031 exchange into a larger property, she can defer capital gains taxes and further build her portfolio. That's the deal. That's the extra strategy. Here are some of the scenarios. Now, if you are a doctor, medical professional yourself, can you see yourself doing this? Of course you can. Alina, this was her first deal, her first commercial deal, her first apartment deal, coming to the country with nothing. And look what she's done in short order. If she can do it, you can do it. Everyone, thank you so much for hanging out with me on Alina's deal. Doctors can be phenomenal real estate investors. If you want to be just like Alina, go ahead and apply to our Protege program. Or if you just want to start reading up on commercial real estate, multifamily, how it works, here is my best-selling book, Commercial Real Estate for Beginners. Download it and get at it. And again, thank you so much for hanging out with me today.